W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. A supermajority of Republicans in the Tennessee House has kicked out two Democrats who had earlier taken part in noisy floor demonstrations calling for new gun safety laws.
Two of three Democratic lawmakers who joined in an unruly gun safety protest in the Tennessee State House have now been expelled from that body. Two black men, one from Nashville, the other from Memphis. The third representative, a white woman, kept her seat by one vote. One of the just expelled, Justin Pearson from Memphis, tried to keep the focus on guns after the recent shooting nearby that left three children and three adults dead.
We need to listen to the constituents who are asking for us as they chanted to do something. That is our responsibility, our obligation.
He and Justin Jones of Nashville could run for these seats again and thus come back if they win. Tom Foti, CBS News.
In a rare move, Israel has launched airstrikes in southern Lebanon and in the Gaza Strip in retaliation for dozens of rocket attacks. The BBC's Yolande Nell is in Jerusalem.
This was the biggest rocket attack across Israel's disputed northern border since the 2006 Lebanon War. There's been outrage across the region at the violent scenes after Israeli police raided Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque for the past two nights during Ramadan. The third holiest site in Islam is also the holiest place for Jews, who call it Temple Mount and are celebrating Passover.
China has imposed sanctions on the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and other organizations. In retaliation for a meeting at the library this week between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and Taiwan's president. China objects to official exchanges between foreign governments and Taiwan, which is a democratically governed island nation that China claims as its territory. The Biden administration is blaming the Trump administration for the chaos that preceded the American military withdrawal from Afghanistan. More on that from CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
It is the Biden administration's assessment of what went on and their belief that while it may have been not necessarily as organized as they could have hoped, it ultimately fulfilled the mission to withdraw U.S. forces and to fulfill the president's campaign promise and goal of ending the conflict in Afghanistan.
Alabama is cracking down on fentanyl dealers. The governor has signed into law a bill that sets mandatory minimum sentences for fentanyl trafficking based on the weight of the drug.
It includes up to life imprisonment for possession of 8 grams or more of the deadly substance. Alabama Republican Representative Matt Simpson.
My understanding is that roughly 80% of the overdoses that we see for drug overdoses now are fentanyl.
The law takes effect in July. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The killer of Cash App founder Bob Lee is still at large. Lee was stabbed early Tuesday morning on a street in San Francisco. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura-battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Speaker Voss, I understand you don't have any children. Does that mean he's been possibly practicing
sex with
contraceptives?
What?
Or is he just less than a man? How do you go through the entire life three wives later and no chitlins?
Shooting blanks?
Perhaps.
Pull and pray.
Doubtful.
Not getting any.
Unlikely.
Unable to perform.
More likely.
Paying for it.
I hate to judge.
We don't judge here. We're the Devil's Advocate.
Listen to the Devil's Advocates live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I'm calling it the Throwback Thursday edition. That makes it Friday Eve, doesn't it, Dom?
Sure it does, Curdy.
Buddy, you're got to work beyond the weekend. You got to work through Friday, but you're traveling soon.
Yes, Monday will be my last day on the radio for about a week, just over a week.
Going to Europe. You're like the Griswolds, doing a little European vacation.
Big Ben Parliament.
I look forward to A, finding my ass in the seat again, because I got up right before the show opened. Got the tall stools, got to commit to them, got to jump in them strong.
Yeah, those are some big, I mean, those things are big, man. I mean, your feet don't even touch the ground sitting in that thing.
Oh, sure they do. Come on, man, I'm a grown man.
No, they don't.
Absolutely, they do. I have my feet flat on the ground, I'm sitting on the chair. I'm a grown man. I'm not a little boy. Dominic, you know what I want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about, Mike?
You know, we've been friends a long time, on and off.
It's been a long time, man.
Depends on the day. You know, and I always thought to myself, you know, I enjoyed the company of good friends and Dominic. And if I was ever a rich man, I'd try to take you on vacation with me. Ooh. I'd even splurge and pay. But not like Clarence Thomas is doing it.
He's got the best friends.
I mean, I was thinking like the Dells, we'd rent a condo together. I know you're not a big fan of the water park pools.
No, man, yes. not a fan, but I get it.
So anyways, here's where I want to lead this big hour, Dom. Justice Clarence Thomas accepted luxury travel for years from a GOP donor, a new report says. ProPublica, the original source, were at the Washington Post. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas accepted luxury trips around the globe for more than two decades. Man, I need a friend like that. Why didn't you ever get rich and take Crudy traveling with you? Or, you know, perhaps we could all get on Kuchka's super yacht like Clarence Thomas does?
The big pig, yes. El Grande Chancho.
Travel on a super yacht and private jet from a prominent Republican donor. Oh, yeah, Dom. It's not the travel so much. It's the failure to disclose them.
Oh, the cover-up.
For two decades, right? ProPublica reported Thursday on an array of trips funded by Harlan Crow, a Dallas businessman, The publication says Thomas typically spends about a week every summer at Crow's private resort at the Adirondacks. It said the justice also vacationed at Crow's Ranch in East Texas and has joined Crow at the Bohemian Grove, an exclusive all-male retreat in California. I'm just saying I'm a little suspicious, though.
How very bohemian of them.
Without the wives? Jenny didn't get invited on that one, Tom. ProPublica cited a 9-day trip that Thomas and his wife, Virginia, Jenny Thomas, well, thank goodness he took her on this trip to Indonesia in 2019. I mean, if you won that on a game show, that'd be a hell of a trip, Dom, especially the way they roll. Shortly after the court released its final opinions of the term, again, 2019, that trip, which included flights on Crow's jet, island hopping on a super yacht, would have cost the couple more than $500,000 if they'd paid for it themselves. Fortunately, Dom, they didn't have to, right? Just got to have the right friends. Now, neither the Supreme Court nor Thomas responded immediately to questions about the report on Thursday morning. ProPublica said that Thomas did not respond to questions about its reporting. In a statement, Crow acknowledged that he has extended hospitality to the Thomases over the years, but said the couple never asked for any of this hospitality. They never asked. They just took it when it was extended to them, Dom. And he has not tried to influence the justice on matters before the court. He leaves that to Jenny, right? We have never asked about a pending or a lower court case, and Justice Thomas has never discussed one, and we have never sought to influence Justice Thomas on any legal or political issue. More generally, I am unaware of any of our friends ever lobbying or seeking to influence Justice Thomas on any case, and I would never invite anyone who I believe had any intention of doing that. These are gatherings of friends.
Friends. Is there a friend of mine or a friend of ours? Super yacht.
On a freaking super yacht, Dom. I need friends with super yachts. I'm getting tired of broke-ass friends like you.
I hear you, brother. Federal law mandates that top officials from the three branches of government, including the Supreme Court, file annual forms detailing their finances, outside income, and spouses' sources of income, with each branch determining its own reporting standards. Judges are prohibited from accepting gifts from anyone with business before the court. Until recently, however, the judicial branch had not clearly defined an exemption for the gifts considered personal hospitality. Revised rules adopted by a committee of the Judicial Conference, the court's policymaking body, seek to provide a fuller accounting. The rules took effect March 14th. Oh, I guess, you know, apparently after the $500,000 trip in 2019, the one we know about and reporting over, what, apparently several two decades. Washington Post continues. Gifts such as overnight stay at a personal vacation home owned by a friend remain exempt from reporting requirements, but the revised rules require disclosure when judges are treated to stays at commercial properties such as hotels, ski resorts, or corporate hunting lodges. The changes also clarify that judges must report travel by private jet. According to ProPublica, Thomas's trips funded by Crow do not appear on his financial disclosures. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Richard Durbin vowed in a statement that his panel would take action in response to the ProPublica report, calling the behavior of Thomas, quote, simply inconsistent with the ethical standards the American people expect of any public servant, let alone a justice on the Supreme Court. Durbin and other Democrats renewed calls for the Supreme Court to adopt a strict ethics code that would include a process for investigating alleged misconduct, and some Democrats have called on Thomas to resign. This cries out for the kind of independent investigation that the Supreme Court, and only the Supreme Court across the entire government, refuses to perform, tweeted Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, who has sponsored legislation that would direct the court to adopt an ethics code. Senator Chris Van Hollen, a Democrat from Maryland, who is the chairman of the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Finance, Services, and General Government, promised to use the appropriations process to ensure that the Supreme Court adopts a code of conduct similar to other members of the federal judiciary. Quote, the Supreme Court should have a code of ethics to govern the conduct of its members, and its refusal to adopt such standards have contributed to the eroding public confidence in the highest court in the land. Another quote here from Rep. Ted Lieu, a Democrat from California. Is Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas corrupt? Question mark? I don't know. But his secretive actions absolutely have the appearance of corruption. For the good of the country, he should resign. Rep. AOC from New York, who has previously called for Thomas to step down, renewed her call on Thursday, saying this degree of corruption is shocking, almost cartoonish. Almost cartoonish. And it's beyond that. I mean, you got to be kidding me. A half $1 million worth of hospitality?
That was one trip, Don. One trip.
And now that, and if this was, again, if this was just one trip and not, you know, 2 decades of apparently hanging out with really, really rich friends, or, and then added on top of that, his wife's money from these right-wing organizations, or her effort to overturn democracy in this country. You know, Ginny's texting Meadows and, you know, a bunch of people from Arizona, et cetera, right? This is a trend line. It is corruption in the highest regard. And it, you don't need to ask. I mean, if you're doling out half $1 million trips for, you know, a couple of weeks, well, it's kind of insinuated. And you don't need to have, if you are of like mind, when you're hanging around the bohemian all-male resort and, you know, in the hot tub together.
The sauna.
Back to back, you know, sauning up, you know, in the steam room, hanging out, doing your thing, talking about life and
not Supreme Court precedent.
In general, I think you kind of get a hint of where everybody is. And I'm pretty sure Bernie Sanders wasn't in the hot tub with him.
I'm pretty sure you're right. Dominic, just want to remind people listening here in the great state of Wisconsin, my home state, little hometown corruption. Remember when Assembly Speaker Robin Voss went to Europe on a donor's dime? Disclosed it. It wasn't as grandiose as a Supreme Court justice who's been accepting these trips for 2 decades, up to half $1 million for an individual trip with zero disclosure. But it doesn't sound any better when you learn that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss received $13,000 in traveling perks last year, 4-year total of $57,000. Voss went on a trip to France, bankrolled by the National Conference of State Legislatures, before he got married in Italy, and he extended a trip to London, funded by a conservative group, so he could spend 3 days in Ireland. You know, honeymooning. Right, Dom?
Again?
That's not influencing Voss at all, though. An ethics forum made public this week outlined Voss's travel last year, and he provided additional details. Now, this is a while back, Don, back in 2018, but he went to trips on London, Iceland, France last year with Cliff Rosenberger, who was then the Speaker of the Ohio House and is now being investigated by the FBI for his travel and other matters. Rosenberger resigned, that was back in 18, because of the investigation, but said he's confident he'll be cleared. That's what Trump always says, isn't it, Don?
Sounds familiar.
Come
Everybody
back.
Everybody can't wait for their day in court until it comes.
They'll all be vindicated, I'm sure. More Devil's Advocates, if you listen, you'll be vindicated, I'm sure.
Hey, look, kids. There's Big Ben and there's Parliament. It's Big Ben, kids, Parliament.
The Devil's Advocates.
The conservative dating app, The Right Stuff, is failing 3 months after launch. In October, the app, The Right Stuff, had just 11,000 downloads.
The profile creation process also asked users to list their thoughts about the January 6th Capitol riots. Two reviewers claimed that FBI and police officers visited their homes after filling out their profiles.
The political party that is the Devil's Advocates radio show, live weekdays from 4 to 6 p.m.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis.
Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies overnight with lows around 28. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, high of 48. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 32. Cloudy skies expected Saturday. Decreasing clouds by Sunday. Upper 50s Saturday. Mid 60s by Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, we got a pair of Brewer tickets to give away for Saturday's game against St. Louis, care of our Brewer flagship, WISS 1100 AM and 98.3 FM in Oshkosh. Oshkosh Air Support News Talk Brewers, WRCE in Richland Center also is our Brewer affiliate there. We're giving away some Brewer tickets on Phil Neese Show. Tune in early in the morning for that. And we'll get to your calls, as Tom mentioned, in just a moment. 844-967-2789. The most read opinion piece at the Washington Post today, Don, by the editorial board. Clarence Thomas is proof that the Supreme Court needs reform.
You think? Again or still?
Again, they reference the ProPublica piece that published Thursday, the blockbuster report suggesting ethical, they call it recklessness, Dom, on the part of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. The report details years of luxury trips and other gifts that Justice Thomas apparently received courtesy of Republican donor Harlan Crow, including a 9-day cruise in Indonesia with Mr. Crow's private jet and super yacht, perks that could have cost more than $500,000. The justice took Crow-sponsored trips virtually every year for more than two decades. Oh, yeah, and then didn't disclose any of them. The extent and frequency of Crow's apparent gifts to Thomas have no known precedent in the modern history of the U.S. Supreme Court.
Oh, just a friend. We're just friends.
Well, that's what it says here, Dom. The two are friends who met after Justice Thomas joined the court. The gifts started flowing soon after. The gifts are flowing, Dom. Mr. Crow denies that any lobbying took place on the trips.
Hang on. Let's pause for just a moment, if I may. Crudy, I've known you for like 30 freaking years, man. You know what I mean? I never gave you a $19,000 Bible. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on. I mean, we've been friends for 30 years. I haven't brought you to Indonesia. I mean, hell, you made me stay at the circus.
Buddy, I never bought you a drink without lobbying for something. Here is the
transactional.
Let me read the paragraph, because I suspect there might be some transactional, but it's all being denied, Dom. The two are friends, you know, the billionaire and Justice Thomas. The gift started flowing soon after Thomas joined the court. Mr. Crow denies that any lobbying took place, you know, on the grandiose trips, Dom, even those attended by corporate executives and conservative leaders, calling them gatherings of friends. Crow also stressed that Justice Thomas never asked for his hospitality, but as the editorial page here at the Post writes, but he did accept it. And even though Mr. Crow sits on the board of conservative think tanks, whose fellows file amicus briefs with the court, the report notes, ethics experts who consulted with ProPublica suggested that Thomas might have violated disclosure requirements. And although justices need not report dinner or lodging at a friend's house, recent filing instructions make clear that they must disclose, let's call them, substantial gifts of transportation, private jet rides, and yacht cruises count at a minimum. Dominic Justice Thomas should have taken this simple step. Just disclose it, and you could be a corrupt bastard like Robin Voss. Oh, a disclosed corrupt bastard.
844-967-2789 from the actual ProPublica piece. Soon after Crowe met Thomas 3 decades ago, he began lavishing the justice with gifts, including a $19,000 Bible that belonged to Frederick Douglass, which Thomas disclosed. Recently, Crowe gave Thomas a portrait of the justice and his wife, who painted it. Crowe's foundation also gave $105,000 to Yale Law School, Thomas's alma mater, for the Justice Thomas Portrait Fund. Tax filings show.
The portrait fund? I'll take your snapshot. I'll give $5. I'll get you a nice photo. I'll get it blown up, supersize it.
Crowe said that he and his wife had funded a number of the projects to celebrate Thomas. Quote, "We believe it is important to make sure as many people as possible learn about him, remember him, and understand the ideals for which he stands."
Well, Dom, here's how the editorial over at the Washington Post ends. Reform is overdue. The Supreme Court has no army or police department that can enforce its rulings outside its walls. It draws its power from the Americans' willingness to believe in the independence and fairness underlying the dictates of 9 unelected lawyers in robes whose perceived legitimacy stems from an assumption that they will put fidelity to the law above party, policy preference, ideology, or personal relationships. Emphasis on the last one. For the sake of the institution and its legitimacy, the justices need to display respect for the trust that should go with the lifetime appointments they've been given, or they will continue to see an erosion of the public faith. Can't wait to see the impeachment of Clarence Thomas, Tom, play it on the radio. Never going to happen, but.
I mean, what has to happen? I mean, literally, what do you got to do? I mean, come on,
public
man.
Shaming.
2 decades
That's
of it.
A slap on the wrist and nothing more.
Well, expand the court. Let's do something about it. If they're not going to pull him off the court, if you can't, won't impeach the guy, if there's no other solution, expand the court. Make his vote less valuable. Because this, I do not have faith in Clarence Thomas or his insurrectionist wife, Ginny Thomas. I don't have faith in that. That whole thing stinks. And now this, 20 years or more, a $19,000 Bible, a $500,000 trip in 2019. And these are just things we know. What don't we know? That's what I'm talking about. If this is what is known, I guarantee you it's not everything.
Dominic, we're going to pack the panel and dilute your opinions here with phone calls next. 844-967-2789.
Expand the panel.
And perhaps even give away a pair of Brewers tickets. I got some for Saturday night from our flagship WISS 1100 98.3 Oshkosh Air Support News Talk Brewers. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. More beer phone calls. 844-96-PARTY.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for News Talk Radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief, the Tennessee House of Representatives has expelled 2 Democrats for their role in a gun control protest. CBS's Skyler Henry.
The chamber gallery was filled with protesters holding signs. Outside, hundreds of students, teachers, and parents protested the expulsions.
All of Tennessee deserves representation, even the people you don't agree with.
Explosions could be heard in the Gaza Strip just after midnight local time on Friday. Israel's prime minister says the rocket strike is a response to an attack on Israel Thursday. The White House is defending President Biden's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
The president's decision to end the war in Afghanistan was the right one. The United States had long ago accomplished its mission to remove from the battlefield the terrorist who attacked us on 9/11.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured, with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com. Or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the Thursday happier happy hour with a little, what, super yacht rock?
I mean, Clarence Thomas' greatest hits.
We're going to get to the phones momentarily, 844-967-2789, and giving away a pair of Brewers tickets for Saturday. If you want to win, you better start dialing. But a quick headline. I'm always curious. How's Foxy News covering the actual headlines of the day? So I flipped over to the Fox News, Foxy News, I like to call it. The only way this is being covered, you know, the Clarence Thomas, the ProPublica reports not being covered, the progressive Democratic reaction to the story, that is the only way in which this is being covered. The headline at the Foxy News Digital, progressive Democrats call for Clarence Thomas impeachment, because that makes us look extremist, according to the Fox News people, right? After reported undisclosed gifts from GOP mega donor. Let's minimize that part. And then,
I mean, it wasn't a box of chocolates, man.
It was not, Dom. It was trips on a super yacht and a private jet for more than $500,000 in one instance. And he got 20 years worth of instances he didn't disclose. But Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and other congressional progressive lawmakers called for the impeachment of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Now, I don't feel like that would have success, just like the Trump impeachment did not have success, Tom. Amid reports, he failed to disclose gifts he accepted from a Republican mega donor. She said, AOC, this is beyond party or partisanship. The degree of corruption is shocking. You know, Dom, I'm not really, quite frankly, that shocked. I'm not even surprised. Shocking. Almost cartoonish. The corruption, that is, Dom. Thomas must be impeached, barring some dramatic change. This is what the Roberts Court will be known for. Rank corruption, erosion of democracy, and the stripping of human rights. Remember when once upon a time the Wisconsin Supreme Court was so partisan, we always used to say, if you want remedy in the state of Wisconsin, you got to go to the federal courts.
Yeah.
Be careful what you wish for these days.
Well, that was a while ago. Things
and
have changed.
Obviously, the partisan makeup of the Wisconsin court has changed as well. 844-967-2789. Going to the phones and friends like Jeannie from Eau Claire. How you doing, Jeannie?
Hey, Jeannie.
Hey, guys. Great show and great service that you provide to the citizens of Wisconsin. And I just wanted to quick call in. It's kind of a side note here. And, you know, I catch up on you guys if I'm not watching right at the point. But this live Tennessee House votes on expulsion of Democratic members. I strongly recommend. Reuters is covering it live, but you can watch it later. Don't want to miss the Devils and other programs. But you can always watch it on YouTube. It'll be recorded as is. And watch for yourselves. It is unbelievable going after these representatives and expulsion for sticking up for those little kids and the parents who lost those little children in their districts. It is unbelievable. They're gerrymandered like we are, and they make their rules as they go, like the state of Wisconsin. So people really need to watch this and learn from it, not during the time that you guys are on, because you're doing a lot of things by listening. Well, I'm serious about that. But they need to be aware that this happens in Wisconsin as it is, and this could happen in our state. And I'm not trying to scare people, but they need to be aware of how it works. Because when you guys covered the Capitol, when Walker took over, you know, and I'm on my side of the state, and nobody was covering it, and I watched YouTube, I saw you guys, I listened to you guys, I watched the protesters. I never seen people handcuffed behind their backs when they were singing at the Capitol, ladies, and they were falling down, and they had balance problems. I mean, I cried. I watched live when they had the hearings on Right to Work, and I watched till midnight. And I'd call him up, and no one was answering their phones. But I sat there and watched on YouTube live those hearings, and I was crying. And I thought, they didn't let any people from Wisconsin in. There were thousands of people from Wisconsin getting there. They wouldn't listen to them. They listened to Wisconsin manufacturers and commerce that didn't even have a right to be there. And so here's the thing. It's happening around us. We can learn what happens in other states. And we've got to listen to you guys and be ready, because you guys give us the facts. So I hope people will look at that. I don't know if they can bring up what happened to Wisconsin, but this even is worse in Wisconsin, because they are expelling people. And they've got criminals there that they won't expel that are Republican, but they're expelling these Democrats for speaking out for these children. So anyway, I just had to call on you guys. My heart's breaking. It's like, oh, my God. But you guys are so great. You kept me informed during the thing and aware of what went on in our state, and I'm very thankful for you guys, and I'm thankful for civic media, and just keep up the great work. But I had to bring that up so people can watch with their own eyes and ears how this manipulation takes place and how they make up their own rules in broad daylight. You know, and people aren't seeing what's going on. So thank you guys for what you do, and thank you for giving me this time for people to get educated.
Well, thank you, Jeannie. We try to be, you know, sort of the town hall of the state of Wisconsin, if you will, at least the drive time afternoon town hall at 844-967-2789. Nashville, the shooting in the school. Certainly not the first shooting. It's hard to keep track of all of them.
Right. They happen every day.
But there was a student march out. It was pretty massive in the Nashville area. They marched upon the Capitol building in Nashville. A lot of pressure brought to bear on some lawmakers. And some Democratic lawmakers joined in this action, protested, apparently broke some rule of the, you know, the House, the Assembly, whatever it is, some rule of decorum. And a first Democratic lawmaker, effectively by the Republican majority, was dispelled from his position. That happened earlier today. We heard some of that sound during the news break, at least we did here in Madison, during the national news break. Here's the latest. A vote to expel Democratic Rep. Gloria Johnson, this would be a second Democrat, from the Tennessee Republican-controlled House of Representatives, has failed a week after she and two other Democrats led a gun reform protest on the House floor. The House earlier successfully expelled Rep. Justin Jones over that protest, which followed a mass shooting at the Nashville school. A third Democrat involved, Justin Pearson, also faces a possible vote, you know, I guess that'd be an expulsion vote.
Expulsion, yeah.
On his removal from office Thursday. The vote over rules violations for Johnson was 65-30. Expulsion from the House requires two-thirds majority. The vote for House for Jones split along party lines. So talking about a partisan majority, Dom, 72-25. That's the makeup. And you think that's the Deep South, man. That's super red. You know, that barely varies from the makeup of the Wisconsin Assembly. And Democrats win statewide here with frequency, but that's what the gerrymander stacks them up like. Like, we're the Deep South. A little bit more here. Protesters flooded the state capitol on Thursday as legislators were set to take up three resolutions filed by GOP lawmakers Monday seeking to expel Jones of Nashville, Johnson of Knoxville, and Pearson of Memphis, a state the state house has taken only once since the 1860s. There comes a time where people get sick and tired of being sick and tired, Jones said in a speech prior to a vote on his expulsion. And so, my colleagues, I say that what we did was act in our responsibility as legislators to serve and give voice to the grievances of the people who have been silenced. We call for all of you to ban assault weapons, he said, and you respond with an assault on democracy. Jones added, how can you bring dishonor to an already dishonorable house?
It's pretty easy. It's dishonorable. We have some sound. Evan, stand by for that. We do have some Rep. Justin Jones. A little bit here from the Washington Post. As you mentioned, Crudy, 72-25 to oust Rep. Jones. He's a 27-year-old community organizer elected in November to represent parts of Nashville. Republicans, as mentioned, did not have the two-thirds votes to remove Gloria Johnson, and they were going to work on Justin Pearson now. And I'm just guessing here, but let's see. Justin Jones, black, young black man, he's out. Older white woman, Gloria Johnson.
No, she's okay.
She's in. Justin Pearson, what are you betting? I'm betting, you know, this is Tennessee State House. He's probably going to be out. We have a little bit of that sound. Let's lay it on the people, and then we'll get back to the calls. 844-967-2789. Let's start with cut number one. This is not American, Rep. Justin Jones from Tennessee.
If I didn't know this was happening to us, and I read the news, three opposition legislators expelled from the legislature, I would think that this was another nation.
Not American. Rep. Justin Jones, Tennessee. Hell, man. You know, the Klan started, the KKK. They started in Tennessee. Let's hear what the rep, former rep now, expelled by the Republicans for engaging in protest against, you know, mass murder of children by rifles in this country. Cut five, please.
A state in which the Ku Klux Klan was founded is now attempting another power grab by silencing the two youngest black representatives and one of the only women Democratic women in this body. That's what this is about.
Yes, indeed. Cut number six, please, Evan.
Mr. Speaker, how can you bring dishonor to an already dishonorable house?
Let's jump down. The lynch mob, cut number eight.
What we see today is a lynch mob assembled to not lynch me, but our democratic process.
And we know the Republicans, and not only in the state of Tennessee, as evidenced by today, but here in Wisconsin, many other states, well, they're down with the assault on democracy, as Rep. Justin Jones, who was expelled from the State House in Tennessee today, says cut nine.
We called for you all to ban assault weapons, and you respond with an assault on democracy.
Strong words. 844-967-2789.
Before we get back to the phones, Tom, I want to point out, here in the great state of Wisconsin, with the two-thirds senatorial supermajority baked into the rigged maps, the gerrymandered maps here in the state of Wisconsin, most partisan in the nation, effectively they can start impeaching constitutional officers of the Democratic governor all the way up to the attorney general of the state of Wisconsin. And I don't think they learned any lessons Tuesday night by the turning of the state Supreme Court. I think, if anything, we're going to see the last gasp of whatever fascist acts they have in their bags of tricks.
Yeah, yeah.
So
now's the time.
Don't be shocked if some similar action, maybe not Democratic state lawmakers, maybe cabinet members, or maybe your Democratic attorney general. 844-967-2789. Walt, listening in Minneapolis. Welcome, Walt. What do you got for us?
Hey, Walt.
Hello, you guys. I'd like to remind people that there was a courageous black woman who attempted to warn the nation about the threat to democracy posed by Long Dong Silver running for the Supreme Court, Clarence's porn hero. And in addition, I would like to refer people to a wonderful political cartoon by Herbert Block. He went by the name Herblock. Out of Washington, D.C., at the time of Clarence's confirmation, in which there is a little six-inch-tall figure trying to crawl up onto a very high wooden chair, and way, way up high at the very top, there is a name inscribed in the back of it, and it says Thurgood. And I want to remind people that this person replaced Thurgood Marshall, a person who dedicated his entire life to making this country better. Thanks, you guys.
Excellent point you make, Walt.
Yeah, thank you, Walt.
That was the Thurgood Marshall seat, effectively. Now it's the corrupted, bought and paid for by a billionaire super donor. Let's go on the super yacht and the jet, and let's get away from it all. Clarence, Jenny. Well, sometimes.
Not just Jenny. Clarence. You can come, but you can't go to the bohemian all-male resort. That's only for the men.
Come back with us. Devil's Advocates, we're inclusive. We're for everyone, as long as you're not a corrupted Supreme Court justice. That excludes Gableman and Clarence Thomas, at minimum. More Devil's Advocates. Brewer tickets, we're giving them away.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura-battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats and make your mouth water.
Caramel, cookies and cream, strawberry shortcake and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies overnight with a low of 28. North winds around 5 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 48. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 32. Cloudy skies expected Saturday. Decreasing clouds by Sunday. Upper 50s Saturday. Mid-60s by Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for nasty women everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. Giving away some Brewer tickets for Saturday night, 844-967-2789.
Dom, going to Dina in God's country. Dina in La Crosse, how you doing?
Good afternoon, Devils. How are you? Hey, Dana. Beautiful day today.
Excellent. And I hear 70s coming next week, Dana. And La Crosse...
Oh, starting Saturday. Yes,
La Crosse is often the warmest place in the state of Wisconsin. I don't know why. I think it's because Dom and I used to be there.
We do get lucky.
It's close to hell somehow.
It could be.
It's beautiful.
Could be. Say, I do have some thoughts on Supreme Court. And it's actually something I've been running around in my head for a few years here. I mean, I know it would take a constitutional amendment to do it, and so it will probably never happen, but an idea's got to start somewhere, right?
Right.
First of all, the court's too small. When you have a justice die or retire, it's just so chaotic for the court and the process that follows. And you know, are we going to be stuck with eight justices forever until we get somebody appointed, et cetera? So my idea is, you know, expand the court, maybe 21 justices, actually. That way, you know, if you lose someone, it's not so chaotic. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, but then you're going to have split 10-10 decisions.
Well, possibly. But still, it's not chaotic, and it's not a big deal. We work on replacing them. Meanwhile, the courts resume. Also, it should not be a presidential appointment anymore. It's too partisan. I think we should actually elect our Supreme Court justices. So when a vacancy comes up, you get like 6 months. Each party can present like two top candidates. They have televised hearings on them for the people to witness, and then we go out and we have an election.
Dana, did you just live through what I just lived through in the state of Wisconsin?
No,
that
man.
Is the most god-awful idea I ever heard, and I like you, Dana, but no more judicial elections, please. What the hell do we know about
it,
Dana?
I
mean, shouldn't it be left to like the Senate judiciary?
Just fine.
I'm sorry, say that again?
It worked out just fine, 55 to 45.
Well, I like the outcome of the election, but that doesn't mean I like the concept of judicial elections. 844-967-2789. Trying to give away some Brewer tickets. Maybe Bill from Madison. What do you got, Bill?
Hey, Bill.
Hey. I was just wondering on the whole Tennessee fiasco situation. Was that a strict party line votes for both people that they impeached or whatever?
Well, the one impeachment that was the resolution to expel the member was
Justin
a party
Jones.
Line vote of 72-25.
So the one that failed mean that some of the Republicans didn't vote for the impeachment?
Well, when it was the black man, they voted to expel. When it was the white woman, a few found charity, white Christian charity in their hearts, perhaps, Bill. There's another
That's
black man being
wondering.
Brought up for expulsion resolution, another black representative. Don't be shocked if we see a similar party line 72-25 vote.
Yeah, I was just wondering if any of the Democrats flipped on that also.
No, not our understanding. No, it's an outrage, man. It's not like their actions were not outrageous. They don't merit this. This is a fascistic move by the power-hungry Republican legislature because they've got the power of the math, right? They're doing it because they can, Bill.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think it's and thanks for the call, but I think it's the death throes, man. You think that the young people that these folks represent. I mean, the one guy's 27 years old.
You're making good luck
convincing anybody ever Republicans that you're not a fascist racist party. I mean, it's not going to be the case. And even so what happens now? So Justin Pearson is up right now. Justin Jones, 27-year-old, has already been expelled. What are they gonna? What, he's gonna run again? You know, he's not going away. This doesn't solve any problems. You know, I mean, I hope he runs. I hope he stays. This is going to be a microcosm of the issues. I think that's why it's as big a story as it is, because this represents what a lot of us in a lot of these states are going through. And the Republicans are so quick, so apt to react to such a fascist move. I mean, they call it a peaceful demonstration, these Republicans in Tennessee, an insurrection. They're trying to co-opt the actual insurrection that the GOP and the MAGAs did and to try to overturn the election and keep Trump in power by the use of force to peaceful protest joined by members of the state legislature to represent the people in their community whose children were killed by gun violence in their schools. I think it's a little bit different. It's not an insurrection, but that's what Republicans are saying. That's how they're laying it out, and they're going to lose forever.
How dare they? 844-967-2789. Got a couple of Brewer tickets. St. Louis coming to Milwaukee this weekend. Our flagship, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM. Listen to the Brewers there or on 1450 AM. Or 107.7 FM in Richland Center, WRCE, our flagships. Going back to the phone, Stephen from Green Bay. What do you got for us, Stephen?
Hey, Stephen.
Let me tell you guys, it's beautiful being a Wisconsinite. The Brewers are winning. We just had an amazing election. But there's one thing that's putting a little thorn in that for me, and I got to talk to Dom about this. What happened in your district with that Senate race? This is just ridiculous. You're not telling people about the devil's advocates down there? What's going on?
I know, man. It was a tough loss. It was actually close, like 1,300 votes. And considering how gerrymandered the state is, and that district gerrymandered than the rest of the state, so it's probably the most gerrymandered Senate district that we have in the state of Wisconsin to even be that close. It sucks, okay, man. I know.
And then even though that vexes me just a tiny bit, I have a question for Cruitt because yes. I want him to feel left out.
Yes. Bring it.
When are we going to be able to listen to the Brewers on WGBW? Right now I have to tune into my conservative station, and it pains me that I have to turn to that station every time to listen to the Brewers.
I don't think it'll ever happen. You know what I mean? Like these long-term, our 25-year Brewer station, WISS in the Fox Valley, out of Oshkosh, 98.3 FM, that is our Brewer station. And we ain't ever given that one away. Well, no one's going to give up the right to broadcast the Brewers in Green Bay. I mean, they're Wisconsin's team, effectively. We're not going to get the Packers in, let's say, Madison ever. But I will make a small note, Stephen, although it's not going to benefit you up in Titletown. We are going to be your Packers affiliate in southern Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee. Southsiders especially, they listen to the Packers on the AM, 1400 AM WRJN. I can't wait, Stephen. So that doesn't help you either, man, but... you want to come down to a Brewer game? I can get you into the game. You don't have to listen to it then.
I would take you up on that offer. Unfortunately, I work at a hospital and there's some sick people that expect me to be here. So,
well, you know, do it for the sick people. One last caller for the day, Mark from the SAC. Mark, 30 seconds tops, man. Make it quick.
Ethics is supposed to mean something. There's precedent for moving returning somebody to a state house like that after being expelled. I know that historically Dom is right there. He'll get reelected there, but Todd Clarence should be gone. Ethics is supposed to mean something to all these guys.
Ethics, schmethics, Mark, HUD, you won the tickets. We'll send them out via email. Thank you for listening. Devil's Advocate.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.